Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic on Parshas Mishpatim, and that is doing business transactions with non-Jews during their holiday seasons. So, in fact, it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which says as follows, Hashem Elohim Acherim Lo Taskiru Lo Yishama Al Picha, that we should not be the cause for anyone, a non-Jew included, mentioning, saying thanks, homage to their idol. So, Shem Alim Achrim Lo Taskiru, we should not be the cause of their thanking their idol. So, the Sefer Achinuch brings an opinion that fundamentally this lav, this negative precept in the Torah, is teaching about Osek Im Hagoy B'Yom Eido, is teaching us specifically that we should not be doing business, and if we do business with a non-Jew on his pagan holiday, that is the violation of Lo Ta'aseh. When we cause him to do a good deal, when we enable him to make a profit, he's going to go and he's going to thank his deity. We would be violating the prohibition of Lo Taskiru, that we are enabling and causing them to go thank their deity, to mention their deity's name. So that's the V'Shem Alim Acharim Lo Taskiru. So this concept of not doing business with non-Jews, with idolaters, is actually a sourced in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, way at the beginning, Lifnei Eideihem Shalovdei Kochavim Shlosha Yamim. It's not only on the day of the holiday itself, but even 3 days in advance of the holiday, it's prohibited to do business dealings with them, to lend them, to borrow them from them, to pay back a loan, to have them pay back a loan. This is the Mishnah, and in fact, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yoradeya. So there's another Mishnah, it's the third Mishnah in the first Berakh of Avodah Zarah, that actually gives a list of the holidays that are prohibited to do business and those other activities with non-Jews. And it lists a whole bunch of holidays that we've never heard of, Kalandra, Visartanura, etc., etc., etc. But the Ritva comes and tells us that these aren't specifically the holidays. These aren't relevant to us nowadays. It applies to any pagan holiday at any time that we would not be permitted to do business transactions with them. It's simply that Chazal listed the holidays, the pagan holidays that existed at the time of the Mishnah, but this isn't what limits us. It's any holidays that the pagans ascribe to in each and every generation is when we have to be limited and we can't do the business transactions, borrowing, lending with them, and in 3 days in advance as well. So the Rambam in his Peyush HaMishnayah says basically the same concept as the Ritva. He says these holidays listed in the Mishnah, these were the famous ones, the known ones at the time of Chazal that the Christians and the various Christian sects that they used to adhere to. And the Rambam adds on in his commentary on that Mishnah, V'chein kol moed eitzel kol ha'umos v'chol k'tzavei ha'aretz, the same thing applies at all times with all nations of the world, throughout the world. If they are ovdei avodah zarah, if they are idolaters, we indeed have to refrain from those business transactions as discussed in the Mishnayos and how it's paskened in Shulchan Aruch. And then there's an additional fascinating statement that's added on that is actually missing in many of the editions of the Rambam's commentary on the Mishnah. It was removed because of concern of the censors finding it. And he says as follows, V'dash shezo ha'uma hanotzis, this Christian nation, ha'toanim ta'anas ha'mashiach, that make the claim that their founder, Yeshu, is the Messiah, nechosh shinuye kitutayim, all of its various fractions and branches and sects of this religion, kulam ovdei avodah zarah, says the Rambam, they are all idolaters, ve'edeihem kulam asurim, and all of their holidays, and all different generations, whatever they keep, are going to be prohibited to lend and borrow or and to do various business transactions with them. And he says, v'noagim imayim b'chol ha'torah, k'derech shenohagim im ovdei avodah zarah, we treat them as the Torah brings various restrictions and limitations of Ovdei Avodah Zarah and idolaters. The Christians would fall into all of those requirements, and we would have to abstain not only from the prohibitions discussed in these Mishnayos, but all throughout the Torah when we have prohibitions and limitations on our dealings with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, that the Christians indeed fit the bill. They are considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And Amir Tashem, we will continue on this. What's the reason for refraining from not doing business with them? Why is it not the day itself, but also 3 days before, etc., etc.? Have a wonderful day.